Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, yo.
Hey, hey.
What's going on, man?
What's popping?
Yo, we are back in the building.
Back in the building.
One more again. Yes. With another episode, another great topic tonight. I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And we're here, man. It's a lot going on.
It is.
Puff Daddy got arrested today.
Oh, my goodness, he did?
Yeah, charged with sex trafficking. Same thing, R. Kelly.
Goodness, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he got arrested today. The presidential debate, you know, it's a lot going on. So,
yeah.
But with that being said,
we are here.
Yeah, we are here. We're going to still do us and how we do it. Today's topic is we're going to give you a couple, just a relationship secret, man. Yes. You know, we are a relationship couple in a relationship podcast.
Right.
And we deal with a lot of relationships and a lot of marriages, a lot of single people who are trying to get into relationships and
right.
not understanding and not truly having the tools. See, a lot of times relationships or marriages are not successful is because we really don't have the tools to execute when certain things happen.
Right. Yeah.
So if it doesn't happen the way we desire it to happen, if we're not getting the feedback or the emotions or the love that we feel mm-hmm. like we need, the first thing that we do is what we program to do is say that this is not going to work for me,
right.
and then we go find it somewhere else. Hmm. And today's topic was going to be about waiting on love, but I believe before you even wait on love, we got to understand what love is.
You got to know what you're waiting on.
We got to know what love is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and one thing I know that God is. You don't wait on God. He is. You know, he is love. That's what he is.
Right.
So before you even get into a relationship, before you even understand even what a relationship is, you have to understand what love is. And I heard the songwriter say, Tina Turner wrote it. She said, what's love got to do with it? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a broken can be started?
So basically like the title,
Hey today, Mama Cheeks.
We talking about what is love?
Yes, what is love? So,
right.
Understand, hey Mama Cheeks, we love and we miss you so much.
Yes.
Pray that all is well with you got in the family. We still Cowboys fan. We still representing our boys. You know what I'm saying? And I hope Bishop Dwayne Myers, I'm going to do a live this a little off topic. I'm going to do a live but Bishop Dwayne Myers, and we're going to talk about this little cowboy shenanigans you tried to put out on thing on Facebook, okay? We're going to deal with you later, sir. But anyway, back to the topic at hand. What is love? First and foremost, we got to understand that love is not an emotion.
It's not.
Love is not an emotion. Love is an action. It's an action. It's a behavior. It's an action. So meaning that sometimes, you know, our emotions are in a negative, and we know sometimes our emotions are negative. Our emotions are, you know, angry, you know, they're confused.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not stop you showing the behavior of love. So you got to understand that love is not an emotion. That means you got to express it when you don't feel like it.
Right.
You got to behave it when you don't even see it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not about
your feelings. Emotions.
What do you say about that, Lady Free?
You're right. Love is not an emotion. Love is actually a choice.
Yes.
It's what you do even when you don't feel like doing it. It's a command, as a matter of fact. when the disciples asked Jesus what, well, not, it wasn't the disciples, was it the Pharisees? Asked him, what's the greatest commandment? Well, let me, I don't know who it was, but I know that he said the greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. He even commands us to love our enemy. So these are not things that are fuzzy and warm and emotionally sensuous. These are things that are choices.
What's up, Dad?
Commands that what you call it? It commands your obedience. How about that?
That my dad said love is a noun. Love is a verb.
It's a verb, Pop.
It's a verb.
It's an action word.
Yeah. Behavior is not. Behavior is how you respond or how you act. It's your behavior.
Right.
But the person that who's the noun is the one who carries out the verb of love. That's what love is. Love is an action. It's a verb.
Right.
It's an action. So the thing is, and the reason why you got to carry it out. See, the scripture says, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church. Absolutely. He gave you an example for it. He didn't say with your feelings. He said, and sacrificed his life. That was the action.
That is not a feeling.
He sacrificed his life.
Right.
What did that mean? No matter what, he put aside his feelings. He put aside how he felt. Right. He put aside what he thought, and he gave his life. He gave his life for his bride.
And
that is a response and an action and proof that there was love. It had nothing to do with feelings at all.
It's an act of the will coupled with emotion.
Coupled with.
Now, it's not driven by emotion. It is coupled with emotion. And that emotion causes you to act on behalf of the person that you desire to love.
Because when you deal with emotions, then you stay in that cycle of emotions. Emotions is a cycle. It's a cycle because what you do is you think about it. You think about what you missed. You think about what you're not getting.
Uh-huh.
You think about what ain't. You think about, and then what happens is now you respond on that cycle. Okay, and then you see, now you start seeing what you already thought in your head. So you see it, now it comes back around to a thought again. Then it comes back to a behavior, comes back to another thought, comes back to a behavior, comes back to another thought.
It's a vicious cycle.
So it's a cycle that we stay in. But again, we don't, you know, you and we'll deal with later because there's like six steps of a way that we need to live, showing the way to love. So we're going to deal with that a little later. But so the thing is, you don't want to get caught up in those cycle of emotions, you know, especially when it comes to love. And there are examples of love even in action. Jesus Christ showed the greatest example of love.
Right.
It was in action. The crucifixion was an action. He died for us.
And that is the ultimate example.
Yes.
Of what love is.
That's the ultimate example.
The ultimate example.
Yes. So how do you know what love is? How do you know what it is? You got to understand God. When you understand God and you understand how he loved us. He loved us so that he gave his only. There was only one. Now, because my wife has one kid plus the four that we bring together. She has one kid. He gave his only son. He sacrificed his life.
Man.
To show that he loved us. That was an action.
And not only did he show he loved us, he showed he loved us when we were his enemy.
When we consistently.
Because trust me, before you got saved, you were not, you were his enemy. Like, what I mean by that is, it's when it's darkness, light and darkness cannot come together and be in the same place. So basically, I think it's called having enmity with God. When you love the world, it's enmity with God. Before you were saved, you were an enemy. You were that person who was against God. And even being against him, he still decided to love you.
But here's the thing. I don't believe we were so much an enemy because when he created us to be separate, to be not to be of the world, but not to be a part of the world, but not to be of the world. So he created us to be a peculiar nation, a holy nation. That's what he created us to do. He created us to be. And when he created us to be that, what we did was we kept going away from the program that God set aside for his people.
Right.
We kept going off. We kept doubting God. We kept doubting him and his deity. We kept doubting him and his power. We kept doubting him. And when we did that, we went off. We worshiped other gods.
So that's not an enemy to you?
Well, I mean, again, if that's how you're looking at it through because again, he could have got at his feelings and said, you know what? They don't trust me, because that was.
But that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like we were not his before you were saved.
Yes.
He created the world. Yes. But before we accepted Christ, we were not saved. And we were not a part of the family, the body of Christ, his bride. And even not being part of that prior to, he loved us enough that even in my sin, let's put it like that, he gave his life for me.
Hey, Tanisha.
Even in my sin. So yes. That's love.
That's true.
That's a love that kind of, it goes above any other love. Because what have anybody ever done to you that is so bad as what they did to Jesus? When they killed him, crucified him, nailed him to the cross, mocked him, and all of that stuff. No one has ever done anything that bad to any of us, but he still loved us even unto that point.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tanisha, I really, truly pray all is well with you. I really want you to call me because I need to check in with you. I haven't talked to you in a minute, and I want to check in and make sure you're right. Tanisha Walls. All right? Love you. Love you, fam. But anyway, so that is true. So, just understand, because that happens in relationship. If things don't, if you don't trust, if you don't believe me, these are things that how we get into our emotions. And God could have said, I'm sick and tired, but he did everything. He created the law to make sure that they stayed in covenant with him. They, he created laws to make sure that they were in line with following up and staying in connection with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is why he sent this son, so that we don't even have to go through those methods to be in his presence.
So imagine that kind of love. This person is totally against you. This person is mocking you. This person is hurting you physically. This person is hurting you emotionally. This person is doing everything they can to try to kill you. And even though they did not kill him, he gave up the ghost. However, they tried to do everything. And even one of his last words were, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Yes, yes, yes.
It wasn't, you know what, forget this. I'm finna get down off this cross and show y'all what the business is. He didn't do that. That's love. So in relationships, we are to look for, or to when we find that type of love, first we have to know what it is. And to know what it is, you have to know God. You have to know him. You have to allow him to love on you. You have to build a relationship with him so you'll know what it feels like, so you'll know what it looks like. Because it's a lot of fool's gold. It's a lot of fool's gold love out there. That fake love out there. The love that make you bounce from person to person trying to find something that you'll never find, because God says it's in my hand. I got it. If you want it, come get it. And then once you come to me and get it from me, then I'll provide you somebody. I'll show it to you in somebody, and that'll be your person.
And look what love. See, what I want y'all to understand is too. This is so important because this is so true. God gave us the greatest example in our relationship with him. When it comes to love and understanding what love is, it comes with sacrifice. Because if you notice everything that God showed in love, in his love, in who he is, it came with a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He said he sacrificed his son. He said to love your, not him, but Paul said, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. That was a sacrifice. That was sacrificing his whole self.
Yeah.
So that means when we are in relationship, when it comes to love, it comes with great sacrifice. It comes with sacrifice enough where you are denying how you feel. Because again, you know how the statement says, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Mm-hmm. So if you want If you want the love that, you know, especially in relationships, if you want love, you got to sacrifice yourself to become the love that you want.
But I want to say this, not in an abusive relationship. What we're not saying is let somebody do you like they did Jesus and love them anyway and be in that relationship. That's not what we're saying. I'm going to speak for me. What I'm saying is basically when you know what that love is and when you've allowed God to love you in that way, you begin to love because we love him because he first loved us. So because of that, he loved us that way first. Yes. So now that he loved me that way, I want to love like he loved. So you have to find somebody that want to love like he loves. And that person is not going to have to force themselves to sacrifice because they're going to want to love like he loved. It's going to be almost automatic. Even if you're not perfect in it, you're going to want that. And you have to be with someone who is equally yoked in that same way. Somebody who says, look, I want to love like God loved. I want to love sacrificially, you know. So you can't be in, we're not saying be in an abusive relationship and then sacrifice yourself and just give of yourself and just love them anyway. Yeah, love your enemies, but keep it pushing if it's abusive.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're in a relationship.
Amen. Mama Cheek, she said, our purpose should be to please God. Absolutely. That's our being, to please God. You know what I'm saying? So when you understand what love is, mm-hmm. then you got to know how to communicate it. So you can't be with somebody. You can't even be with God if you don't even know how to communicate with him.
You got
to
do that.
You got to learn how to communicate love.
You have to.
You got to learn.
How do you do that, though?
Through the love languages.
Okay.
Through the love languages. You communicate love through love languages, through words of affirmation, through quality time.
Okay.
Through receiving gifts, acts of service, physical touch.
Okay, wait. Because you just said that you have to have that kind of communication with God through the love language. How can you have those love languages with God?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I'm glad you asked. Because, Lord, I love you. That's an affirmation. You are giving him the service. The words of, Lord, I adore you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, yeah. I worship you. That's giving him words of affirmation. Letting him know that you are thankful for him being God in your life. Come on here.
Yeah.
Quality time. Come on here.
All right,
getting on
time.
Your knees and praying and spending that quality time with God.
How about quiet time in the car? Spending on the way to work.
I'm on the way to work. That's that quality time.
Yeah.
You know, not just, Lord, I think, you know, and just that's enough, but that intimacy with God.
Quality time is that time that you spend with someone when you're intentional. It's like, I long to spend. I just have to be quiet and just be with
just
you.
Just be
right
with
now.
Him.
I
yes.
Just be with you right now.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And receiving
time.
The gift, the greatest gift that he could have ever given to us.
Okay. I see you.
The greatest gift that he could have ever given to us was die for sending his
receiving.
Son. And receiving his life so that
the
we
gift.
Can. So that the veil could be broken.
So
and we
can have that relationship.
So that we can have
I
that relationship
it.
Without a priest going to God before
I
us.
I got it. Okay.
Come on here.
All right, keep going.
Acts of service. Doing the work.
Yes, if you want to be great in the kingdom, you must first be a servant, baby.
Doing the work.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on here.
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on here. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. In that physical touch. That's that hold me in your arms.
Yeah.
Hold me close, Lord. That just being close. You know what I'm saying? You put your arms around him. Put your arms around him.
Or he put his, because I can't put my arm around him. He too big.
He is too big. But you
he
get Lord.
He can wrap his arms around me, though.
Come on now. Come on here. Come
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Come on here. And here's the thing. Let's use the other example. The woman with the issue of blood. What did she, all she had to do was do what? She said, if I just touch the hem of his garment.
Right.
I know.
Another way physical touch is us, because we are the embodiment of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's like in order to fit, sometimes somebody just need a hug.
Yes.
Somebody just might need you to just say, you know what? Everything's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. That's right. Being intentional about being with him. That's right, Tanisha.
Yeah.
Come on. We got to be intentional.
And you know what? Let's just say this. We try to make salvation and Christianity so pretty, because we want everybody to know, oh yes, we do love God. But do you understand that we have to stop with, well, let me say it as pretty as I can. It is time out for us to just be Sunday go meeting church people. Go on Sunday. And sometimes even on Sunday, if you listen to the communication that people have in the church, excuse bless me. You,
thank you,
then you would wonder if you were outside, if you were coming in, you would wonder what kind of love and reverence would do you really have for this God that you serve, because you hear people cussing, you hear people gossiping, you hear all kinds of things even in the four walls of the church. So it's time for us to really just grasp this love, like we need God in our life to transform our life, to renew our minds, to like restore our souls, because it's that time, y'all.
That's right.
It's that time. People are looking for the light. They looking for the salt. We are supposed to be preserving some stuff. They looking for us. They don't know it, some of them, but they looking for us. And it's time for us to be that love.
And now understanding how to communicate that love, because because first of all, when you are loving God with these, then it's easy to really convey that love, because you are spending that time with God and yourself
doing it,
and you're doing it, and you're understanding what it is. Because I promise you, can't nobody do me like you, Jesus.
It's a friend of ours who knows Pastor Jay from even like, let's say, a few years back, and they are almost in awe of the change. And I thought about that today, because the statement was made was, I love the change. I love what I see in you right now. And it's like, but he's not trying to be. He has become and is becoming an example of who God says that he was going to use him to be in this earth, because of the time he spends with God. I cannot tell y'all. As soon as he started really, truly spending time and studying, you could see his whole life change. I don't even realize you know how much you changed, do you?
Well, here's the thing. And I want to say this, because this is the next thing. Here's the thing, and it's going to really answer what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Love is a weapon. And I'm gonna tell you what
Talk
I mean.
About it.
Because everything that I was feeling about myself,
yeah,
I felt voided. I felt like there was things that I couldn't attain. I didn't feel good about myself. You know, even though I was doing things that I wanted to do, I was still empty inside.
Yeah.
But what I got really in the presence of God, he used his love to take out or wash away everything that I was feeling.
To cut away some stuff. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what love does is it bears the burden of what everything outside of love takes control of.
And it does take control, too.
It takes control.
And half the time, you don't even realize that. Under the control of it.
Yes, because these emotions and these negative emotions, this anger, it controls and it puts a burden on you.
Right.
That love fights.
Come on.
It puts love a burden fights. On you. So
I've never heard it like
yes,
that.
Yes, that love fights. It's like, you know, when you put that Clorox on the germ and it kills the germ.
Yeah.
That's what love does.
Come on.
It kills them emotional germs. It
right.
does. And so again, that's why it says love covers what? A multitude of sin.
And it's not nothing you have to make yourself
no,
do.
No.
The presence
no.
of God will change you all in itself. Abiding in him will be like that tea bag in
exactly.
the water.
Exactly.
The water don't have to make itself become peppermint.
Yes.
All it has to do is receive the gift that the tea bag has to offer. Come on with it.
Come on here. So here's the thing. I want to go over six things real quick.
Okay.
Love brings a perspective we should live by.
Okay.
It brings a perspective. Number one, I am responsible for my own attitude.
Okay. Talk about it.
You can't make me upset.
Right. Come on with it. I like where we going.
You cannot make me mad. You can't do that.
Right.
If I am carrying the characteristic of love.
Okay, wait.
Yes. So the thing is, I can control what happens inside of me. So again, so if you said something and I feel like I don't like it, that means you touching on something inside of me that I need to deal with.
Right.
So what I have to, you, but you don't control that. That means there's something that I need God to work inside of me.
Right.
So that if you said something against what I'm feeling already, that means I gotta, I have to deal with it.
And I just thought about love being a weapon.
Again.
Come on.
Yes. So you control, you are responsible for your own attitude, for your own feelings, because they are your feelings.
Right. And you have to go to God and first take that plank out your eye. That means pour out and let God know what's hurting you. If something gets in your eye, it hurts you.
Yes.
So if somebody says something, does something, makes you, as we say, you made me mad. No, which, as far as what you're saying is, no, you can't make nobody mad.
You can't, yeah.
The only thing you could do is cause them to recognize something in them that needs that love to be a weapon and fight against.
Yes. Love
it.
Fights for you. That's right, Mama Cheeks. Love fights for you.
For you.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
And hate fights you.
Yes. Come on.
Which one you want? The one that fights for you or the one that fights you? Come on with it.
Exactly. Number two, attitude affects actions.
Okay. Elaborate.
If you think it, then you will respond.
Uh-huh.
If you feel it, you will respond.
Uh-huh.
That's why you gotta check what's inside of you so that the response is not outside of the very thing that fights for you.
You're blowing my mind. You're blowing my mind. Wow.
Yes.
Okay, so can you say that again?
You can't come against the very thing that fights for you,
which is love.
Yes. God is love. Right. He fights for you. He fights what's inside of
you. Come
on. That the battle is not yours,
right?
But it's God.
That's why you can go to God with those things,
yes,
that are coming up against you out,
yes,
outwardly,
yes,
because He is love, and if love gonna fight for because you, look at why this. Not yes. go to God, yes. Right? Right?
Because
come on.
Because if you respond out of those emotions that uh-huh. are outside of love, then there is a deficiency of love.
Wow. You need to eat a piece of love fruit.
You need some more love. Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because that is one of the fruits.
That's the fruit.
Bite a piece of
that
it.
Bite. A you whole need piece. It. Yeah, yeah.
Just get in it.
Come on. Yes.
Come on.
Oh, come what's on. Up? I got my brother on the line, Aunt Tony Bird. What's up, boy?
What's
love
up?
You
what's
much,
up?
Man. Yes, Mama Cheeks, man. We love you so much, Mama. I promise you we do. Yes, check it with the word of God. You're not understanding. That's right. Come on.
Yes,
that's to. Right.
So anything that goes against love, all of those emotions, those
exactly.
attitudes and stuff, those things go against love. So that means it's the opponent.
Yes.
But love going to go ahead and do away
love,
with
love
it.
Love going to do away with it.
Especially if you go to God is
yes.
love. Especially
because
if
look,
you go to Him. Come
because
on.
Look what love did away with. It
come
did
on.
Away with our sins.
With It already did.
Yes.
It did away with them.
It did away with
so
our sins.
So it's a facade.
That's what love did.
Right. So if you
so that's the example of how it already washed
did.
Away. Yes. So
it did what it was going to do.
It did what it was going to do already.
Now we walking in it.
We're walking in love.
Come on, walk in.
Walk in it. Yes. Number three.
Wow.
Number three. I cannot change others, but I can influence others.
Wow. Okay. Talk about it.
I don't have the power to change nobody.
Not one person.
But God has given me the ability to influence. That is our job, to influence. That's what because God don't do that.
Because it doesn't take their choice away when you influence
exactly,
them according
exactly,
to what the word
exactly,
says, according
exactly.
to what God give you.
Yes, yes.
So if you take my choice away, God didn't even take Eve's
God
choice
did,
away when
exactly,
she bit that fruit.
Exactly, exactly.
So at the end of the day, don't take my choice away.
Yes, sir.
Don't try to control me and make me do what mm-hmm. you want me to do or be how you want me to be.
Yeah.
Just influence me.
What's
if
up?
You got it. To him, if you got it. Now, yeah. don't be trying to influence me if you don't have it.
That's right. What's up, Jason? Pastor Jason Hendrickson. My guy. What's
hey,
up,
Jason.
Bro? Love you, man. You influence by impact, not impressions. That's Come right. On. Come on, Bishop.
By impact.
That's right. That's right. I love that. That's right. So it's so important that we be in the example. Because even if you are the example, you influence. That's why your influence should be love.
Your influence have to be love.
Your influence should be love. That's because that is the greatest impression.
Don't try to influence yes, me if you don't have it.
Exactly. And you will impact more. You will be more impactful when you influence through the spirit of love.
And what happens when two people try to influence each other without the spirit of love is two opinions fighting each other. That's called an argument.
That's right. I like that, Bird. Bird said, lead by example so that your light so shine and others can see the work that God has done in you. Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely, you have to lead. Bird. If you're going to be a leader, lead, at least lead by example.
At least lead by example.
You can't lead by an example you don't know anything about. That's why it's important. Do we even know Jesus's character? Do we know what he was really like as a man? Because that's what he was. He was a man with the power of the Holy Spirit doing all the work in him.
Yes.
So he left that with us. How are we being an example? Are we being the right example? Do we know him? Do you really know him?
Do you know how it's so important, man, that we understand the influence.
Yeah.
The influence that we have. And
we the salt.
God has made us. He created us in his image.
Yeah.
He trusted us that much to create us.
To
walk around with his love.
To walk around with his face.
Yes, yes.
All of us.
Yes.
Not just mine. He said his image. Come on here.
Number four, my actions are not controlled by my emotions. My actions should not be controlled by my emotions. Let me give an example,
please,
because this is what happens a lot. So say for instance, I go to get some water, in my head, I know that I'm thirsty.
All
right. I'm thirsty in my head, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I say to you, can you go get me some water? And you're like, no, can you get it? I'm a little busy doing something, right? But in my head, I'm really thirsty. Mm-hmm. And I know that I need this water because I need to quench my thirst. But I don't convey how important this water is to me because it's going to quench a thirst that I need to take care of.
That you need,
I express to you that because you're not getting the water, you're not meeting the need that I have. But I've never told you how important it was that I need this water, because in my head, I thought that, you know, my head told me and my body told me that I was thirsty, but I never conveyed that to you.
Right.
So my emotions control my response to you saying, you know, without giving you the full communication of what was needed.
So now you're emotional.
So now I'm emotional and I'm responding to you out of lack of communication.
So all of a sudden I don't care about you. Exactly.
You don't care.
Well, I could say you don't care about you because if you needed it that bad, you would have got up.
You would have got up.
You would have got to all water.
Exactly. So we gotta be intentional.
Yeah.
And this is why it's so important in understanding what love is, because love it covers. That means it takes care of everything.
It's like a warm blanket right out of the dryer.
It allows us to be intentional in our communication.
Right. Yeah.
It allows us to be intentional in the way we convey our needs.
Yes.
It helps us to do that. And you gotta understand that you can't lack or be deficient in your level of thinking because of this is what love does. It fights for you.
Yeah.
It covers.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah.
It sets free.
Yeah.
It allows you to be who God created you to be.
It wipes away the record.
It wipes.
Because, man, exactly. Let me tell you, it's nothing like somebody who keep a record of all the things you did wrong in a relationship.
Absolutely.
But that's the worst. That is the worst. Love.
Yes.
It's like a dry erase. It's a eraser. It wipe away all the record.
Absolutely. Hey, Sharice, sis, she on too. She said, intentionally choosing love responds choosing love's response to everything.
You exactly. got to be intentional.
Exactly.
You have to be intentional.
You got to be responsible with love. Even if you don't, that's the sacrifice.
That's the sacrifice.
That is the sacrifice. Doing it intentionally. Yeah. And that should be your, that shouldn't even just be your response. It should be your life. It should be who you are.
On.
Because again, we are the comparison to God.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. And it's not always easy to make that kind of sacrifice. I don't know why we say, when if love's supposed to be easy. Well, you know, love is easy. Love is easy.
And some people say love is hard.
Love is easy. But the way we view love makes it hard. Because love is supposed to feel a certain way. Love is supposed to look a certain way to you.
Yes.
But if you don't truly understand the sacrifice that love is and the sacrifice that love did, then you're not going to understand how easy it is. Because like Pastor Jay just said, love is a weapon that fights for us, not against us. Hate is harder than love is.
Yes.
But we have to wrap your mind around that.
Yes. Number five. Admitting my imperfections doesn't mean I'm a failure.
What does that have to do with love?
Because that shows that you love yourself enough to deal with even your imperfections.
Ooh, you came with it. I was trying to stomp you on that one.
No, I can't do that.
You
I'm
came
sorry.
With it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say it again.
That the very admittance of your imperfections shows how much the love that you have to even be who you are. Because there's a level of freedom that comes with expressing and being who you are.
Ooh,
imperfections
like
and all.
I like freedom.
And it eliminates the need to be free.
And it eliminates the need to try to make people like you.
Yes.
Because if I know what my imperfections are and I acknowledge it enough to allow God to cover even that with love,
yes,
then it's nothing you could do. I just, what you call that, took the power away,
yes,
from anything anybody could ever say or do to me because I know me.
That's right. That's right. Come on, y'all. Man,
Hey, Tamika. Me and God worked on me, so.
Yes. Cherie said, it is easy when you are in relationship with Christ. That's right.
It's easy when you in. Come on.
And Mama Cheek said, love is hard when you haven't fallen in love with God. Yes. Come on.
That's when it's hard.
Y'all in the same Sunday school class.
But it seemed like people today feel like that it's hard to fall. It's hard to be in love. They're afraid of love. But that's because we've adapted the wrong. We've adapted that Cupid love. We've adapted that kind of love that says, you know, love, you can't help who you love, you know, and we made it like a sensual feeling. Like, I don't feel like you love me because I don't feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have to understand is love is an act of the will. It's coupled with emotion, but it's not driven by your emotion. It's not led by your emotions. And we got to wrap our heads around that too.
There's a saying that I hear a lot of, you know, I used to hear a lot of people say, if you can't be with the one you love,
love the one you
then
with.
Love the one you with.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny now, but as I hear it, it's like, you never have to settle or for being with the one you're with.
Right.
Because if you love who you are, then you're with the one you love.
Come on. Because look, in order to love, yes, who you are, that means God had to come and, yes, put a work on it. Because we something else today.
We are
something else.
Yes. So the last one here is, love is the most powerful weapon for the good and the God in us.
Oh, break that down.
It's the most powerful weapon.
Uh-huh.
It is the greatest gift. The greatest gift.
Yeah.
It is the most powerfulest weapon,
uh-huh,
that we could ever have. The fighting for us.
Yeah.
It fights for the good in us. It fights for the good all in everybody. It's love. Love is what it does. There was a mother that grew up, that I grew up in with St. John. She used to say that all the time. She said, love is what it does. Love, yeah, it heals. That's what it does. Yeah. Love sets free. That's what it does.
Yeah.
And it is what it does.
Yeah.
And through Christ Jesus, you can conquer anything with the love of Christ.
And we got to learn to step in it and stand up in it. Because a lot of times people will look at you crazy or go off on you when you're showing that love. And that love has compassion for somebody that did something wrong, even yes, to you. And it's yes, like, but you know what? I'm not worried about that because the love that I stand up in already covered that for me. Love covers, like I said, like that blanket that you take out the dryer and it's nice and warm on the coldest day. It shields you from the elements.
Exactly.
That's what love is.
Nobody should ever, and let me say this, I hope you guys are listening out there. Nobody should ever be in need of love. You Ooh. Should never be in need of it.
Yeah.
You can never be in need of something that you already are.
Wow.
Because when you show the need for it, then you show the lack of the communication and love. Because if you're spending time, if you're giving that love language to God, you don't need love.
You're not in lack. You're not in lack.
So you should never go in any relationship with the need for love.
Because if you do, then you settle.
You should never go into any relationship that you are seeking. First of all, you shouldn't seek it. But you should never go into a relationship needing love.
Uh-huh.
Or trying to find love.
Wow.
Because
trying to find love.
Because if you're looking for love, then you got to look for it inside of you.
Now that I know what love is and the way that you just explained it, that makes a lot of sense. How can you look for something so big in a person?
Yes.
You go into a relationship expecting that person to meet the need of love in you.
Exactly.
When God say, "Look, I'm right here.
I'm right here.
I'm the big man. I'm the big man.
I'm the L-O-V-E.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Come
you know what I'm saying?
Me.
The E-V-O-L backwards.
Come to me. Right.
I'm the. Oh man. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. You never. Because if you looking for love, uh-huh, then what you do is you come to the position or the mindset that you failed. And you never fail. Because failing is falling in line with a lesson or from a lesson.
Okay, wait. So what do you mean by that, though?
Because a lot of times when we are faced with those deficiencies, what we do is we go, you know, because God, sometimes when we leave that protection of love.
When we leave it,
when we leave that protection of love, then we go out on our own will.
Right.
And then we learn that, because we learn.
Yeah.
We learn that, okay, because we put ourselves in certain situations that God didn't require us to be in. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, you going into a situation looking.
Seeking.
But see, the seek should be.
Yes.
But when you go seeking here, then what you do is you fall in line for a lesson.
You fall in line for a lesson.
You fail.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
You fall in line for a lesson.
Yeah.
Because God is going to use it.
He's going to use it.
You're going to learn something.
You're going to learn today.
My goodness.
You're going to learn today. Absolutely. Yes. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
That's something.
Yes. Yes.
You can't find me over there.
You can't.
You can find me up there.
Yes. Yes. So it's important, y'all, that, you know, again, even before we get in these relationships and before we, you know, and just make sure even in our marriages that we are exemplifying the love of Christ, that we are exemplifying that. Because, again, our responses should be love. Our communication should be love. Our reaction should be love. Our movement should be love.
Because we are.
Because that's who you are.
That's who we are.
Come on here.
We got the love fruit growing on the inside of our heart, honey.
Hey, Aunt Liza.
Let's get some of that fruit. Hey, Aunt Liza.
Yes.
So I love that.
Yes.
That was good.
So listen, y'all. That is important. That is important that we truly understand what love is before we even look for love. That's why I was saying today. The topic was gonna be waiting for love, but when God was dropping all of this on me, I was like, there's no way that we can wait for. You don't wait on it when that's who you are. You know what I'm saying? You just got to understand what it is so that we know how it fights for us, so that we know how to execute it. You know what I'm saying?
Because we did have a little, not debate, but we was in disagreement because I did want to talk about waiting for love because of how many people I see that jump right from one situation to the next situation to the next situation looking for love. They don't wait. They don't take time to work on them, but understanding it the way you just explained it,
yes,
it makes sense. Because why am I waiting for something when God says I've been here
the whole
time? You don't
time.
Have to wait exactly. for me. I'm waiting for you.
That's why I was like, no, God, because God, you know, when you got the tools of understanding what love is, you'll never have to wait for love. Never. No,
the only thing you have to do at that point is allow women, and it's not old school, it's God's way. God did not ask our advice on a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. He told us how it worked even before we were even in existence. So that still stands. So not waiting for love as opposed to allowing him to find you. Because the man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, says the Lord.
Yes.
Not says Lady Free.
Yeah, Mama Cheek said, yes, we should ask, what would Jesus do in our marriages as well as when we go out? Yes.
That's right, because it's not too late. You married to somebody who may or may not have that. That's okay. Spend time. Get to know God. A sanctified wife can sanctify her whole house.
That's
how powerful it is.
Because look at it this, because if you don't really understand that love, then what you would do is you would accept what the counterfeit of love.
The counterfeit, that's it.
That's waiting on love.
Yeah.
You would accept the counterfeit because you really don't understand what it is. But when you understand what love is, then that person is going to either have to, you're going to have to be, you can't be better than God, but you'll understand what
that
it feels like.
That person will be a reflection.
Yes, it'll be that.
Of
it'll
God's
be the
love.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I get it. You said waiting on love, when you waiting on love, that's the counterfeit.
Yes. Yes,
because
what you do, because what you're doing is you're looking to feel a desire for it.
Wow.
Yes, you're looking to feel your desire to be loved.
And then we use the scripture. The Lord said he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he is the desire.
He's the ultimate
desire. Desire him, and then all these things will come.
Yes. That's right, Tamika. She said, I am love. You are love.
That's
you
right.
are love, you and you are loved, and you are loved.
Yeah,
that's
you don't
right.
have to wait for something that you are. I love that.
Yes, you don't have to wait for it. You don't have to wait for love. You are it.
And when you
that's
get
who
that
you
understanding,
are. That's
you
who
won't
you are.
Settle for nothing less.
That's right.
Because a lot of times we settle, man, and then all of a sudden we get in it, and now it's like, what did I get myself into?
Yes. That's who you are. Come on. It's who you are.
It's who you are.
It's who you've been called to be.
It's who you are the reflection of.
Jonathan, whatever his name, wrote a song. My name is Victory. Your name is love.
That's right.
Your name is love. That's right.
Your name is
Jonathan Nelson. That's it. Jonathan Nelson.
Gotcha.
He wrote that song. But yeah, but listen, y'all, that is our time today. Man, listen, y'all, God truly came and spoke today.
Love is.
And showing us what love is and what we don't have to wait on and what we don't have to go into relationships with deficiencies of, because this is who we are.
Yeah.
So we got to understand what love is.
That's
so that
beautiful.
We can be it. Yeah. Going into relationships.
Be it.
And so, again, so that if you don't get it in return, then you understand that this is not the situation for me.
Right.
Because you got, yes. If you don't get what you're, if you don't get who you are.
Right. Because we won.
Yes.
When you
get
married, you become one. I'm not going to be an alligator and be married to a zebra.
Yeah. Yeah. speaking different languages. No. It don't work that way.
You got to be who I am. If I'm love, you got to be love too. That's how this is going to work.
Yes, because love begets love.
Yes. it draws itself to you. But when you're in a broken state and when you're needy and when you're deficient, those things will also be drawn to you. Then you'll get a needy, deficient, broken person that come into your life, and he'll look good for you to you because you'll say, well, Lord, I mean, if this all you got for me.
Elijah said, with man, it's a lot of infatuation. This is why we are really given the information today to understand what love is, so we don't look at it like infatuation.
Right.
Because, you know,
it's not a fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, it's not a fuzzy feeling. And then again, we said it earlier into the podcast that love is not an emotion. It's not a feeling.
It's an act of the will.
It's an act. It's an action.
And it's a commandment from God to love. Right. He summed all of the Ten Commandments. All of the, how many commandments is there?
There's a bunch of laws,
but he took all the Ten Commandments and summed it up in love.
He took not only the Ten Commandments, but 613 laws that he created and combined all of them together.
And it all came down to one thing.
Love.
So if he's saying, this is what I command my children to do, that means it can't be an emotion.
Yes.
It's not fragile. It's a weapon that fights for you.
That's right. So remember this. Don't let your emotions drive you. Don't let your emotions be the driving force of how you react and how you act.
Yeah.
Let love be the driving force.
Let love do it.
Let love.
It is strong enough to handle it.
Let love fight for you. Let love fight for you. And I promise you, you will win. With the actions of love, you will win every time.
Let love fight for you.
Let love fight for you. I'm gonna write a song with that. I like that. Let love fight for you. Yes. I'm gonna write a song with that, man. But that's our time, y'all. Man, great topic today. Listen, y'all. Man, thank y'all for tuning in with us, man. Y'all, those who are Instagram, those of you who are on Facebook, man, thank y'all for tuning in with Shift Real Talk. Do us a favor, y'all. Do us a favor. Listen, we are on all your social media needs. We are on Spotify.
Right.
We are on Google Podcasts. We are on
Apple Podcasts.
We are on YouTube. We are on Facebook. We are on IG. So if you can't watch us, you can listen to us. So what we're asking you to do today is just do us one simple thing. Like, share. If this was good content for you today, share it. Share it with somebody. Yeah. Y'all do us a favor, man. Share it. Thank you. Yes.
And
that's
don't forget
right.
to go
that's
on
right.
YouTube and just subscribe.
That's
go
right.
Go on YouTube. Go on YouTube. A lot of people don't have Facebook, but let them know you can also catch them on YouTube.
You can catch it on YouTube.
Go
man.
On there and subscribe so that's we can get our numbers. We're trying to get at least, we've been doing this podcast for some time now, and we know that people watch the show, but they don't subscribe. So encourage people to subscribe. If everybody that's watching, tell at least one friend to subscribe, then we will have what we need to get the word out to more people.
Thank you, Tamika.
We love you, too.
Thank you so much, Tamika. Let love fight. Yes, we're going to write a song with that. So, but anyway, y'all, that's right, Mama Cheek. She said, love causes you to walk in all commandments. That's right.
All of them.
It combines them all in one. Yes, love. But that's our time for today. We love you guys.
We love you.
I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free. Until next Tuesday, invite somebody. Have a watch party. But until next time.
We out.
Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.